Bow, bow, bow.
Why do you always bow, bow, bow?
Ah! I almost did it again.
You all right? All right? Are you ready to start this thing or what?
Yeah.
All right.
Dropping things, apparently.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast. We are here. It's Johnny. It's Stephanie. It's the Brunch Time Podcast.
And if you were concerned that Alfred Hitchcock, our new plant, wasn't here, he's here as well.
He's here. Snowball's here. Chris Pineapple. And then the unnamed Mustachio Pineapple.
That actually just sounds good. It almost sounds delicious when you say that. Mustachio.
Delicious, but also villainous.
A little. Absolutely. Mustachio.
Mysterious.
Indeed.
That's how I like it. Here's a mystery to me. Every time I see this in the news, I don't understand it. Yet another person at a zoo going across the barrier. This time it was a rhino cage.
That sounds smart.
Down in this lady visiting a zoo down in Mexico. And this is the reason that she went behind the rhino enclosure. Because she dropped her cell phone.
Oh, say goodbye to that cell phone. I'd be like, peace out. Peace out, little homie.
Well, she said nay to that. She climbed over the wall, dropped down into the enclosure, grabbed her phone, and then successfully actually scrambled back up the wall. Now, I don't know much about the rhino. But anything I've ever watched on National Geographic, they can be pretty aggressive.
Yeah, and they got that big horn to attack you with.
I mean, they seem to be loving creatures, but really anything, whether it be a human or an animal, if you break their bubble and get closer to them than they want you to be, well, there could be some problems.
Oh, I just don't understand what people are thinking when it comes to this, because like, that's a wild animal. They're going to act on instinct. So if something happens to you, it's not the animal's fault. You shouldn't have been in their zone, just like they shouldn't be in, like, our zone.
Absolutely. And especially it's a zoo. They don't see many people besides the zookeeper. I mean, they see you.
But not up
But
close.
On the other side of the wall.
Exactly.
And I just imagine these rhinos are just, you know, sitting there, sipping on their coffee, and they're just like, hey, what are you doing over here?
Human being weird again. Guess we gotta go get it. Apparently, they just got that bush now, too.
Is that the old rhino?
The old rhino.
Sitting on his front porch with his straw hat.
he's telling his grandson, hey, kid, go do something about that.
I remember a time when people didn't have cell phones.
Oh, yeah, because they've been observing that for years.
Yeah, and rhinos live a long time, don't they?
I think so. I don't know what
they're probably like elephants.
Lifespan of rhino.
I imagine in a zoo, they probably live a pretty long life because, you know, they're just kind of chilling out.
Anywhere between 35 to 50 years, but it depends on if it's a white rhino or a black rhino.
Okay. So they didn't say, but I don't know what the most common rhino is, but I don't see many black rhinos. I always thought they were gray.
I was going to say, I just thought all the rhinos were gray.
I mean,
because I feel like the majority of the time when you do see them at the zoo, they're dirty because they're like, you know, laying in stuff or rolling around or whatever it is. Getting ready for the summer.
I've seen an albino rhino.
Albino rhino.
I have. But I just don't understand what is going through anyone's mind, whether it be, hey, there was a story the other day about an elephant that the guy or girl wanted to take a selfie with the elephant, which, mind you, would be a great photo if you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the elephant wanted nothing to do with it. Did not want their photo taken. So it, I think, hit the person and then trampled them or stepped on them or something.
Oh my gosh!
No picture taken.
Yeah, no photos. This. Like, popular guy right there. He doesn't want his photo taken. No, I just don't understand so many people that think it's okay to do anything of this sort. Like, any weird thing out there, whether it being, like, the challenges that are out there or you know, something of this sort. I'm like, or think about the people who try to take pictures on the ledge of something that has a huge drop down. Because I've heard about that with, like, the Grand Canyon of people passing away from that. Like, what are you thinking? Like, you know you're entering a dangerous zone, and if something happens to you, and, you know, like, other people get upset or get mad about it, and I'm like, well, you knew not to go there.
Absolutely. If you if you cross the line or barrier or anything, whether it be in a zoo or Grand Canyon or whatever, you deserve the consequences.
Well, that's the thing.
And whether it may be some sort of injury or anything like that, you did it to yourself.
Yeah. And I think even with, like, the Grand Canyon, some places don't even have barriers. But that's more reason to not go to the edge, because there isn't a barrier.
It's a canyon. Like, it is one of the highest and deepest areas in the United States. So
it's kind of like what we talked about at one point too. It's weeding out people. It's weeding out the weak to make room for the smarter ones out there.
I mean, rhinos are pretty intelligent.
Yeah, exactly.
Elephants are very intelligent. Yep. It seems like humans are not.
Well, and it's always so frustrating when people say anything about the intelligence of an animal. I'm like, first of all, their brain is different than ours.
Yeah.
So therefore, like, they're not going to be thinking the same way we are. Like, their brain is basically like survival, food, all the normal stuff of, trying to, like, stay alive and to protect themselves and, like, their young. So when people say anything about intelligence, I'm like, hey, they're doing what they know what to do. Like, we do what we know what to do. They do what they know what to do. So don't say anything about them.
I'm surprised this lady didn't get hurt, because I just imagine their rhinos is just like, do I poke her with do I run up on her?
A little nudge,
poke, poke with the big horn.
Yeah.
Or do I just let this whole thing slide and just sit back in my rocking chair?
Back to the rocking chair.
I assume it was a quick moment, but I mean, honestly, if you drop your smartphone, if I drop my smartphone in the enclosure, whether I'm trying to, get a picture or whatever, and it slips out of my hand, that's goodbye.
Get a pop socket. It'll make it easier to not drop your phone.
Goodbye, smartphone.
Yep.
Rhino, you can have it.
Like, please don't call long distance or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on my plan.
Text me if you want. If you don't want, that's okay. I'm not going to be mad about it, but I would be getting a new phone.
Pretty much.
I don't even care if I spent, $500 or whatever on that phone. It was my fault, one, for dropping it. Also my fault for not having any sort of insurance plan to cover that.
And also, $500 is better than, your life being taken away. So there you go.
$500 or being impaled by a rhino.
I mean, let's weigh the options here.
I think I'm going to pass. So,
hurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let it be known to you, if you come across an animal in the wild or anywhere, don't take a selfie with it.
Yeah, even the turkeys that wander around here, like, you never know what they're going
to
do.
I used to live by a national park. Assateague Island out east,
yeah.
And they have wild horses.
Oh,
emphasis
right.
on wild.
Right.
These horses, you don't know what they're going to do. They live in this area, and yes, you're able to go visit the park and hang out on the beach, and it's actually pretty cool. You can see horses running along the beach of the ocean. It's a pretty neat thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell you, there's a sign almost every 10 feet. Do not come within any close distance with these horses, because they're wild.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're going to do.
Yep.
So, but still, I would find myself sitting on the beach, enjoying the sun, seeing a horse run across the beach. It's magical. And then I see, not 10 feet from the horse, somebody taking a picture. And I'm like, come on.
Feel like, all right.
Cars parked on the side of the road, snapping photos of little baby horses. And I'm like, all right, that's really cool. It's going to be a great photo. Yep. But there's the risk that, mama horse could come around and get very angry with you.
Of course, because it's their baby.
And the National Park Rangers, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
They told you a million times.
Like,
don't
warning,
do this.
Warning.
Yeah, there's pictures and all that. Like, drive super slow. Mm-hmm. Watch out for horses. They can cross the road because, again, they're wild.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know how much National Geographic people have to watch to understand animals. Just understand this. Don't be an idiot.
Yes.
So there you go.
And that's
that's your mantra for the rest of your life.
This
Don't
message
be an idiot.
Is brought to you by. Yeah.
So that's the Brunch Time podcast for today. You want to check out any of the other past episodes, you can always do that at 983thecoast.com or anywhere you find your podcasts.
Do it now.
Yeah, do it. Take a selfie of yourself doing it. People have tagged us and said they've had a great time listening. So we hope you enjoy it. Shout out to BJ. Who sent me the thing on Instagram said he really enjoyed our, what episode?
Sock gnomes.
Told you. The sock gnome episode. He really enjoyed that, so hopefully he enjoys this one as well. But yeah, you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back with the Brunch Time podcast tomorrow. But be sure to check out our lovely morning show every weekday morning from 6 until whenever we want to get out of here. Right here on 98.3 The Coast.
Bye.
Bye.